It's Tuesday, April 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tragically, government officials in Eritrea have arrested 32 Christians, including a newly wedded husband and wife at a wedding party conducted in the capital city of Asmara. 10 people in the wedding party were also arrested at the same time. World Watch Monitor places the East African country as the 6th worst country in the world for persecution of Christians. Christians have largely abandoned the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts for their promotion of sexual practices referred to as abominable in Scripture. Now, as of March 4, 2018, the United States Department of Agriculture has issued a new set of guidelines for the 4-H programs across the country. The department prohibits, quote, discrimination of any individual based on gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, and/or sex, end quote. The National 4-H received over $10 million in grants from the federal government in 2016, amounting to about 20% of its income. A young woman who survived an abortion shared her story with the secular Irish newspaper. Claire Colwell was a twin when her mother sought an abortion. She says, quote, one of us was aborted, one of us survived, end quote. But now she's forgiven her mother. Colwell is encouraging Ireland not to repeal the 8th Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which affirms the right to life. She told the Donegal Now newspaper that, quote, an accidental or unwanted child still deserves life, even a child with disabilities. I was born 2.5 months early, weighed 3 pounds 2 ounces, had dislocated hips and club feet. I had to wear casts on my feet, a harness, and eventually a body cast. The abortion still affects me today, end quote. In recent tweets, President Donald Trump has raised concerns that the federal government has unfairly favored Amazon with its shipping policy.